What's going on, guys? Crypto Renegade here again with another video for you. So I wanted to do this sort of impromptu quick video from my phone. It's my new spiral staircase. It's actually pretty sweet. But today I wanted to briefly talk about news with the coronavirus related to Bitcoin use. Some really interesting information that came out from the World Health Organization today that I think is going to be really bullish for Bitcoin use. So stay tuned for just a few minutes of this video. I usually don't do this format or don't do impromptu videos, but I felt compelled to really discuss some of the benefits here and kind of explain what's going on with this coronavirus outbreak and what's happening to the global economy and how that intertwines with Bitcoin and things of that nature. So I read a report today that was reported that the World Health Organization has essentially deemed that coronavirus is spreading through paper fiat money. So it's spreading through coins, and it's also spreading through paper banknotes. U.S. dollars, euros, yen, you know, whatever your country may be, and it's a real risk. So, you know, they're encouraging people to use contactless or electronic payments because they don't know how far the coronavirus is spread through this fiat money, these coins that people have and are exchanging throughout the world. Or, you know, they don't know how far it's really spread. So in this article, they're not mentioning Bitcoin directly, but it's fairly obvious that that's really what they're talking about. And they're saying contactless or NFC payments are what they recommend until they can confirm that all the banknotes are desanitized. I mean, there's reports that China basically is laundering their money, like literally laundering it and sanitizing it and cleaning it. So that it can go back out in circulation and people can start using it. But that to me, this is just such a bullish sign that shows that Bitcoin is a superior form of money. There's no physical way to transmit a disease or infection or a virus or anything like that. It's all digital. It's all transmitted over the internet, and it's done instantly, and it's done without borders, and it's done without permission. This is so, so powerful. So to me, as soon as I read this, being obviously the type of person that I am, the very first thing that I thought to myself is this is extremely bullish for Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is an electronic form of money that is inherently free, easy to use, cheap, et cetera, and it's not going to be susceptible to any viruses. So people are going to be starting to spend more money online as this kind of new cycle spreads that, hey, coronavirus is spreading through money. Through paper money. So you're gonna see people starting to buy things online, buy their groceries online, buy their goods and services online to help reduce the spread of, you know, transmission of physical fiat paper or coin money. So I think that's interesting, and I'm gonna be curious to see how this develops over the next couple of days to couple of weeks. But to me, I think that Bitcoin is the answer to all of these problems. I mean, obviously, the global economy is in fear right now, regardless of what's happening in the Bitcoin markets or the traditional markets or the stock markets. I think that the answer here is Bitcoin, because you're not going to have any of these issues. And I just wanted to briefly do just kind of a quick video explaining that, yes, there are official reports that coronavirus is spreading through money, and that's a huge deal, because think about it, how many people on a regular basis are actually handing money? You know, if you go to buy your coffee at Starbucks and you don't pay by card, you know, you use a $20 bill or a $5 bill or, you know, a couple of quarters in your pocket or whatever. I mean, think about how much this money is circulating, and if one of those pieces of money is infected, you know, or is contagious or whatever, think about how quickly that will spread throughout the US. Now, they've already acknowledged that it started in China, and it's already, you've had reports in Italy and in Russia and all other parts of the world, but they're really, really hunkering down with making sure that this doesn't spread in the US. But if someone brings, you know, if coughs or whatever, and they get coronavirus on money, and think about how fast that can circulate, change hands from people to people, that's a big deal. That's a really good way to spread this virus that nobody wants. Nobody wants to get a virus because they accepted money from someone. So my recommendation, obviously, number one is Bitcoin. If you want to start learning how to use Bitcoin, or you don't know of where you can actually use your Bitcoin in a real practical use, I will leave some links down below in the description that will give you five major websites right now that you can spend your Bitcoin. It can be Amazon. It can be at grocery stores. You can buy gift cards for other places. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. But I mainly wanted to just go over and explain that, yes, you can use Bitcoin to solve a lot of these problems because it's digital. You're not going to have any risk of transmitting a virus by changing hands with people. You're also going to see people, I think, using Apple Pay a lot more. You're going to see people using, making internet and e-commerce purchases. So they're going to be using their credit card online and things like that, and less people physically swiping credit cards in person, because not only are you changing hands with other humans, but their card readers could be infected, their cash register drawers can be infected, and that could go back to your credit card and into your home with your family, your pets, your loved ones. You know, and this may be a little overly cautious, but you don't even have any of these problems or any of these risks or any of these reasons to worry when you deal with Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is digital. You don't have to physically change hands with people. You know, it's not something that you're going to risk spreading. Even if you have a hardware wallet, you know, you can disinfect and protect that and do things of that nature. But that's usually for long-term storage. That's not typically used for day-to-day spending. I'm going to be doing another video this week on the primary uses of hardware and software wallets, when to use them, when not to use them, what they're primarily used for, and that kind of a thing. So stay tuned for that. But this was such a big announcement today that just triggered in my mind, hey, coronavirus is spreading faster than people want to admit or that we're even being told. And once I didn't even think about the fact that it was being transferred through money, okay? That's big. You know, money circulates around the globe day in, day out, hundreds of times, changing hands with people. And you have no idea if your physical money that you received today when you made change for a 20 to get your Starbucks latte or whatever, you have no idea where that money came from. If it came from an infected person, what part of the region it came from, if it came into contact with someone that's infected, you know, and you're holding that in your pocket, or you put it in your pocket and you rub your face or whatever. These things can spread so, so quickly. So I strongly recommend, if you haven't bought any Bitcoin, use my link down below in the description. And get a bonus if you want to buy some Bitcoin to start getting introduced to the wave of the future. This is the future of payments and the future of finance. In the next 5 to 10 years, this will be an afterthought. But right now, to the early adopters, get in now, because it's going to be much harder to get in later. There's a limited, finite supply of this, and it's going to be much, much harder to obtain as time goes on. There's over 18 million Bitcoins in circulation. And there's only 21 million that will ever exist, and that will mathematically be released over time and will cap off in the year 2140. So I'm going to go ahead and kind of wrap this up here. I just had a little rant or a thought here that as soon as I saw that the coronavirus was spreading through fiat, physical money, coins and paper, that this is just yet another use case for Bitcoin, another reason that it's a superior form of money and it's not susceptible to these types of physical or medical risks that we're now seeing with other obviously fiat money that's circulating through our lives right now. So I recommend that anyone right now, if they've gotten change or they've received new paper money or coins or bills, disinfect it, you know, any way that you know how. I can't even think of any proper ways to disinfect money off the top of my head, but just as a precaution for your family, for your loved ones, you know, even for yourself, find a way to disinfect that money if you've exchanged new money over the past couple of days or even couple of weeks, and protect yourself and start looking in the digital form of money. Cryptocurrency obviously is my number one choice for several reasons, not just this, but this was such a relevant topic at this point in time to where I think that this is big. This is a big reason why Bitcoin is going... it's going to be more aware to people after this, because most people don't even think. And until now, I honestly didn't even think about how the correlation between the coronavirus and the Bitcoin making it a superior money is just one more asset or one more good reason that, you know, people are going to start thinking, wow, I really need to start using digital money, and I need to start using money that's safe and that's secure and that's not controlled by governments and so on, and making sure that I keep my private keys and just really learning how to use it, because it's going to be used every single day in the next 5 to 10 years. I can guarantee that. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up here. I should have some more review and some other types of videos coming this week. I didn't expect to make this video today, but this news dropped and I really wanted to just enlighten people, or at least give them a frame of mind of different way to look at the benefits of using Bitcoin, you know, obviously over fiat money, but you know, with coronavirus right here, this is a big deal. So I'm gonna go ahead and wrap that up here. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, leave them down below. If you're new to the channel and you like Bitcoin related content, how Bitcoin can be used in the real world, how to protect your private keys, keep your cryptocurrency safe, you know, subscribe to this channel and check out my other videos. So that's gonna be it. I'm gonna go ahead and wrap it up here. Crypto Renegade out.